Hey you, welcome to Almost 20. This is actually the sixth episode. We are actually making progress. A round of applause for ourselves. Woo! Anyway, we've had five episodes so far in Almost 20. In the first episode, I introduced myself, I introduced the podcast and what you'll be expecting from the podcast. In the second episode, we talked about whether achieving your dreams and your goals were possible in Nigeria. In the third episode, we talked about navigating friendships in respect to red flags, non-negotiables, and standards you should set for yourselves in any friendship. In the fourth episode, I asked you guys to send me anonymously your questions relating to friendship dilemmas, and we talked about it. In the fifth episode, we talked about the importance of celebrating your personal achievements, no matter how big or small they are. And I'm here again with another exciting and relatable topic for you. Woof, what a long way we've come. It's amazing. For those of you who've been with me and who've listened through it all, I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate you for being on your self-development journey. And if you haven't listened to the other episodes, which I just mentioned, I urge you to check it out because I believe you might be able to get one or two things from it. Anyway, over to today's topic. Today's topic is Beyond the Scale, a body image conversation. And in this episode, I'll be talking about the standards that everyone is expected to reach in terms of body image, which has been influenced by social media. I'm going to be talking about how I relate to being on both ends of the spectrum when it comes to body image struggles. I'm going to be talking about how internal dialogues of ourselves affect our self-esteem. We'll be having our usual conclusion, and I'll be giving you some tips that I believe can aid you on your body image journey. So just sit down, relax, and let's have this body image conversation together. Once again, welcome to Almost 20. Now let's talk about how social media has created these standards that everybody is expected to reach in terms of body image. I think social media is one of the worst enemies of somebody who's struggling with body image issues. If you don't have friends, co-workers, or families around you who make you feel somehow about your body, don't worry. Social media has you covered. Social media has a way of stripping your confidence little by little. Now, I don't say this as one of those millennials who just bash at social media for every single thing. One of those people who are like, oh, social media is bad. Social media is the cause of all our problems. No. I say this because it's a fact. Like, it's a fact. It's something that has been going on and on and on. And whenever you hear body image issues or you want to list out the issues or the things that, well, let's say, facilitates or catalysts for body image issues, you obviously know that social media, the discussion of social media is definitely going to be there. So it's a fact. It's a sad, ugly fact. And I feel like in this era of so much going on the internet, you know, where there's this situation whereby everyone feels like they need to keep up with what's happening and they need to be informed about the trends, body image issues, they seem to be increasing in this era now more than ever. You know, you have people comparing themselves to people who they haven't and will never meet in their life. And the funny thing is that the people you are trying to match their aesthetic, these people have so much going on in their lives that they do not show you. I don't know if you've heard this saying whereby it's like people only celebrate their wins or they don't show tears. I don't know how that saying goes. But I know that the saying has something to, it generally interprets, or it's, in conclusion of that saying, what it's saying is that people only show their achievements, their wins, their smiles on social media. You don't see anybody crying about, you barely, you might see, but it's not social media's thing, or it's not the style to just come online, maybe on Facebook or on Twitter, and you start crying about how tough, how hard life is. You show your messy house, you show your poor grades, you show how horrible life has been to you. People don't show that, okay? Now, I'm not saying that people are supposed to show that on social media. I'm not being a pioneer for people who are supposed to show those sides of them there. No, I'm just trying to say it's a reality that has been going on for a while now, and you would hear conversations about it. But I don't think people who have these body image issues, it gets into their head that most of what they are seeing online is fake. Okay? And I'm a victim of this. I'm kind of a victim of this, especially with a particular social media app, Instagram. You see that Instagram app? Don't even get me started there. I feel like Instagram is one of the worst apps for somebody who's working on their self-development and they don't have a business. They don't have anything that they are offering on that Instagram app, and they just stay there to consume content. I feel like Instagram and the Instagram algorithm has a way of messing with your head. And I say this from experience. Okay, so I say this from a place of I've been there, because prior to starting this podcast, before Almost 20 came into my mind, and before, you know, I started using Instagram and offering value to that app, I was always consuming everything. And boy, was my algorithm wicked. This is coming from a guy who was, you know, working on himself, working on his body, working on his confidence, working on his self-perception, working on a lot of things, trying to, you know, embrace my reality and fix what I can and accept what I can change, right? When you go to that Instagram search, the search icon that's down on the Instagram app, when I enter that site and then I see all sorts of perfection, you know, from people who have successfully, you know, purchased things, to people who are in successful relationships, to models, to people who have the most symmetrical faces on the planet. I don't know how, you know, prior to, you know, any of this self-development thing happening, prior to even me being a teenager, I would say when I was younger, I believed that it was just a funny thing, like it was a myth even, that people would actually see perfection and be sad about their own lives, because I was living in my tiny little child bubble. And I was surprised that there are actually people who would see other people's perfect life and start to feel sad about their own lives, or start to, you know, copy or compare their lives. Fast forward to me now on that Instagram app, I was doing it. I wouldn't say it was consciously 90% of the time, but I noticed that I would leave that Instagram app after I've gone through so many people's profile. It's like doom scrolling. You go from this person's profile to the other side, you switch from here, and before you know, time has gone and you just leave the app feeling worse than you came, you know? And I had to do a lot of reevaluation, you know, along the lines. No, it wasn't something that I selected and was like, okay, I'm going to stop going to Instagram. I still do, by the way. But alongside when I was working on my self-development journey, I kind of removed, or at least reduced, the way I consume people's content. And I would say that right now I have this belief at the back of my mind that just reminds me, even if I were to come across such content, you know, the ones that I mentioned that were making me feel so sad and making me feel, you know, I was comparing my life to this kind of people, I have this belief at the back of my mind that just let me know that 90% of what you see on social media is fake. It's not a generic statement. It's not something that, you know, people who are sad use it to comfort themselves. It's the truth, okay? People only show you their wins, whether it was gotten legitimately, or whether it was gotten illegit. You know what? You guys understand that word. Whether it was gotten through a good way or not, people will show their wins there. People will use the best cameras and show their wins. They will show you HD pictures. They'll show you their happy life, their happy marriages, their happy relationships, their good grades, their everything. They won't show you the bad side of what's happening in their life. So I just go through all of this and I'm like, oh well, I actually think this is good. I'm not hating on them. I'm being angry for them showing their wins, okay? I know I'm working on myself, and if I want to achieve this, I can achieve this also, okay? It's having this abundance mindset, you know? So that's it. Social media can provide good if you use it for good purposes, and if you have a Will I call it a safeguarded mindset, and you're grounded on or in reality, and you understand that majority of what you're seeing online is fake, majority of what you're seeing online is not the entire story. People just caught a particular fraction of their life, a particular fraction of their story that they believe is a dream, and they believe it would, even improve their following count, or people just cut out the amazing part of their life and then they put it there, and you would see it in your mind, you're like, wow, this person is living in a heaven. This person is living in, it's, if you just can remove that part of your mind from it, that particular mindset, and you focus on the reality of life, and you go through social media, especially through profiles of people that give you inspiration. I feel like social media will bring benefits to you, especially if you go through or if you're following people who inspire you. I would advise that you follow creators or content creators, or follow people who are diverse. Don't just follow a particular type of people. You follow this millionaire who just became a millionaire, nobody knows how, and he just wakes up from his twin size bed and he's telling you guys, you can do this, man. I believe in you. You gotta grind, you gotta hustle. No, I'm not saying you should not follow that person, but I don't believe that if you just only follow people who are showing you a fake or a picture perfect version of their lives that you would feel happy. Believe it or not, you wouldn't feel good about yourself if you're only seeing that. I would urge you to follow people who are diverse, people who show you the reality of life, people who show you their wins, people who show you how tough life is, people who encourage you and inspire you, whoever that person might be to you, it would help you. But if you don't have a good mindset, if you are not strong enough to avoid being, brainwashed by what you see on social media, and if you only follow a particular, style of content creators that are perfect, they have no flaws, they have no mistake, they're living their biggest dreams every day, they're achieving goals every day, they are, they're on top, they're on cloud nine every day, social media is going to be horrible for you. It's going to be one of your biggest enemy. Okay. And this specifically applies to people who are struggling with body image issues. When you follow a particular content creator who has the perfect body, who goes to the gym every day, and you just look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, God damn, like, what is happening here? Why can't I? I feel like it brings about frustration. And there's only one thing I can say concerning this topic. Keep in mind that, I'm also learning. I'm not speaking from a high horse. I'm not giving advice as though, I have surpassed so many levels and it's like, let me just help you guys and tell. No, I initially mentioned that this was a journey that we are all going through together. I feel like, in as much as social media has kind of brought about standards in body shapes, for the guys, you have to have abs, you have to be tall, you have to, be muscular, you have to have, some certain physical characteristics, and for the ladies, you have to be skinny but not too skinny. You have to have curves, but you don't need to be chubby. You have to just look like a goddess 90% of the time. And boots, everybody needs to have some sort of symmetrical face. Is that there's this standard? Then if you were to post, you have to post in a place that's looking like, there's so many unspoken rules, spoken and unspoken rules. So this, what I would advise you to do that I believe that helped me while I was working on my own journey to body acceptance, and especially when I was, working on my weight loss journey. What I did was not to look at this kind of people or consume content with people with picture perfect bodies or curated bodies. I was, like I mentioned, I was engaging with diverse content creators, people who were working on their own bodies and giving the reality, giving you real feedback as to what they were going through. People who were real, people who didn't have the perfect bodies, but were also successful and achieving. There was this motivation. Okay, there are actually people in this same current situation that I am in, and they are making it work. They are not ashamed to even show themselves on social media. and they are achieving things outside physical appearance and what physical appearance can offer. You know, they are successful in their careers. They are actually successful people out there who look like me, who are having similar goals and ambitions as I do. You know, that's why I'm advising you. The number one thing I think you should do is unfollow a lot of creators if you know that it brings you so many body image concerns, or if it makes you feel insecure. Follow diverse content creators, you know, people who show you the reality of these facts, and also have in your mind that a lot of what you see on social media is fake. A lot of what you see on social media is curated content, content that has been planned out so many times that it appears so perfect. A lot of what you see on social media is people either using filters or not even showing you their flaws, but highlighting their perfection in a way that it seems as though there's no flaw in them. You should always have this at the back of your mind whenever you go to social media or whenever you come across content like this. Okay, so let's talk about how I relate to being on both ends of the spectrum when it comes to body image struggles. You know, most times when people hear about the word, or when they hear the word body image issues, they immediately think of people who are overweight, people who are chubby, fat, or basically people who feel as though they are supposed to be in a lesser weight than their current weight, right? But let's not also forget, or let's bring into our mind, that there are also people who are underweight, or people who feel as though their weight is lesser than their ideal weight, or what weight they perceive or believe they are supposed to be in. You get? So there are two ends of this spectrum. There are people who are overweight or people who are underweight. Those are the two words to describe or classify these kind of issues when it comes to body appearance. I'm not talking of physical deformity or any flaws. We are specifically focusing on underweight and overweight issues, right? So how I relate to being on both ends of this spectrum is, like I mentioned earlier, you know, working on weight loss journey. At some point, I, you know, was a little bit chubby, and I decided to work on that for my own benefits, right? I wasn't doing that for any other person, but there were still some issues that came with that. You know, I talked about that in the first episode, I think. So if you should probably go check that out, you should probably listen to it to hear more about that. But then there was also a time whereby in my early teenage years, I was slim, and I remember being teased about it, you know, being called words like lanky, because I was really, really thin, not in a malnutritioned way, but I was really, really slim, right? And I remember being teased about that. And also when I was a little bit chubby, I was teased about that too. So if not completely, or if not properly, I would say that at least I have been in the shoes of those kind of situations a little bit, to understand that, okay, this is what people who have been like this their entire life, or who are currently in this situation, this is what they go through. You get? And so that's what I mean when I say that I've been in both ends of the spectrum, and I kind of understand that. And the thing is that when you are in either sides of these spectrums, you know, whereby people around you start to say words that mess up your self-perception, you know, when you're in this kind of place, it starts to mess up your self-esteem, because the internal dialogues we have of ourselves can affect our self-esteem. And when you have people around you, maybe your friends, your family members, consistently teasing you about your body size or your body anything, you start to slowly but surely have this sort of idea about who you are and what you look like, you know? So that brings me to the topic of how the internal dialogues of ourselves can affect our self-esteem. I feel like what we think about ourselves affects us entirely, you know, from the way we behave to the way we perceive ourselves around other people. And it's best not to give people the power to define us and tell us who we are, but rather it's best to know who you are at your core and know that your body size does not define you. It's okay, you are so body size, but that's not who you are completely. Because if you give people the chance, or if you give them the key to tell you consistently this is who you are, or you let that be your entire definition of who you are, your self-esteem is going to reduce. Take it from somebody who was, like I mentioned, in such situations, right? Let me kind of give you an example to all of these things I was saying. Okay, so I'm going to pour out my heart here. Okay, so listen attentively. Anyway, so earlier last year or some years ago, the time frame is between 2 years. So I had always been someone who was, I would consider myself slim and fit and okay. But after some period of time, after a holiday, I got into uni, right? And then I had already become chubby, but I did not know that. And it had not even messed up my self-esteem. I would consider myself confident. I was still confident. I was still okay. I still made friends. I was still talking. And then people around me started occasionally, whenever they talk of body size came up, whether it was on cue in a conversation or it was just randomly, I would be told that, I'm chubby or I am fat or something like that, and at first I'll brush it off like, you guys are playing, because I already had a sense of self that I am not, chubby, and they were just playing. But then consistently, even my family members started to mention it, and it started to mess with my head, okay? It started to mess with my head, like, what the hell? And they were not saying this. They were saying it matter-of-factly in a way that was like, that's a bad thing. Guy, this is a bad thing. And it started to mess with my head, okay? See me that was, at a certain weight. How did I live from here to here without even knowing it? And it seemed to be everything people saw about me first. You're having a conversation with someone, and that's probably the first thing they remember about you. They're like, okay, this fat guy. And I'm like, for the love of Christ, I wasn't even that, fat and everything. That's a whole different story for another day. But it kind of messed with my mind. And my confidence started to reduce, right? My everything started to reduce, because I was then placing my value on my physical appearance in a way that when people would tell me about my physical appearance and they would just mention a particular adjective, it would just reduce my confidence. It would shrink further. And this continued, right? It continued for a while. And even when I decided to, lose the weight, I was still receiving comments like, you're losing your weight. Are you sick? What's happening? So, like, all of these things goes to show that people are going to talk, right? And most of the time, what people say would affect you, and you might actually have the perception of what other people say. You might place it on yourself. Okay, I don't know if this example, all these things I just said now made sense. I hope it did make sense. But all I'm saying is that while I was going through all of that, it basically started with people's comments and people's opinions about me, which I made my own opinions, you see. And from that, I started spiraling. I was confused as to what's happening with me. I was, I didn't even know what to do. And even when I eventually decided to start working on that journey, at first I started working on my weight loss journey because of I wanted to look a certain way for people. But as I started, watching other content creators, you see, diverse content creators, like I mentioned earlier, I started realizing that they were talking about doing it for yourself and not for other people. That's another thing to consider. And so I started doing it for myself. And then people started commenting, are you sick? What's wrong? What's happening? Like, people always have an opinion. That's what I mean. People always have an opinion. And whether you are slim or whether you are fat or whether you are anything, people are always going to talk, right? So it's best you do anything for yourself. It's best you have a self-perception of yourself that is solid and grounded. And anything you're doing to work on yourself, you're doing it for yourself so as to not be swayed by people's opinions. There's this content creator, there's this influencer. Her name is Tam Kaur, and I love her content so much. You should probably go check out her podcast or check her out on Instagram. It's Tam Kaur, TamKaur. She spoke a lot about this kind of things. But one thing that resonated with me was what she said about how only you can have the correct idea or opinion of who you are, right? She talked about how only you know yourself, because you've been with yourself throughout your entire life and you alone know yourself. And other people's opinions, their perception of you is based on their own life experiences. So all of this I am saying, all of these things I have spoken about, is that when you are working on yourself, try to have a balanced self-perception of yourself, one that is grounded and rooted in knowing yourself. Else, you'll be swayed by people's opinions. And if you let people's opinions affect you, it would affect your self-esteem. And there's no self-development there if you do not know who you are or if you do not start from the inside, right? You should remember that the scale is there to guide you. I mean, the weight scale, it's there to guide you on any weight journey you are taking, you know, for your body, and that people's opinions should not mess your own opinions up. So you should remember that neither the weight scale nor people's opinions define you, and that any body journey it is you want to undertake, be it to increase your body size or to even go on a weight loss journey or any other body journey it is you are taking, you should do it because of yourself, and you should do it for yourself, not because of any other person. Now let's head over to our conclusion and tips. Like I mentioned before, I would like to give you guys some tips that I think you should try that would aid you in your body image journey, whatever journey it is you're working on. I believe that these tips will be able to help you. When I was practicing body acceptance and when I was working on my weight loss journey, and even when I had some issues with body dysmorphia, again, I talked about it in the first episode. You should probably check that out. I tried some tips that they helped me, you know, they made the process bearable and they made me appreciate, at least the time I was trying it, I appreciated my being and myself, you know, and I feel like these tips might be able to help you. Who knows? You should probably try it out, you know. The first thing you should do is if you have a mirror, you should stand in front of the mirror and you should list 3 body parts you like about yourself that you can see. It could be your eyes, it could be your ears, it could be your lips. I know this entire thing probably sounds somehow to you, but it worked and you should probably try it out, you know. Just stand in front of the mirror and list 3 body parts that you'd like or at least you appreciate. You could stand there. It might be hard at first, but just look, okay, I kind of like how my eyes are, I kind of like how my lips are, I kind of like my arms, you know, anything at all that you want to pick. It must not be something you're deeply in love with, but something that you're like, I guess I like this part, just 3. You should set a reminder on your phone. I did this for my own, on my notes app. It has a reminder inside of it. So every morning when I wake up, I just receive a notification that will just tell me, remember to check 3 body parts I appreciate, you know, and then I'll just see it and I'll stand in front of the mirror in my room and then I'll do it. So you should stand in front of the mirror, list 3 body parts that you appreciate and you like. You should do this daily and you would start to appreciate those body parts more. And if you were to think about anything you liked about yourself, you'd be surprised that those things would be at the forefront of your mind because you've consistently appreciated them. It must not be consistent body parts. It can change no matter. It depends on how you're feeling, you know. Just pick any 3 each day. Then the second thing you can do, you could also set a reminder for yourself on this one, is to list 3 achievements that you've made in your life throughout, no matter how big or small they are, okay? Don't talk to me about any, the achievement might be too small or the achievement might be too big. If you're having issues concerning appreciating your achievements, listen to the previous episode. I think I talked about celebrating personal achievements. Yeah, so you should definitely check that out. But listing 3 achievements that you've achieved in your life would actually put into perspective how far you've come, right? So when you're appreciating your physical appearance, you're also appreciating the value that you've brought upon yourself. It could be anything at all, but make sure you list these 3 things from your body parts to 3 achievements that you've done. And then surrounding yourself with people who make you feel comfortable in your own body is key. No matter any kind of journey, any kind of thing you're doing, just surround yourself with people who make you feel comfortable in your own skin. Because if you're around people who tease you, they make you feel uncomfortable about your existence or your body or anything, trust me, all your journey is just going to be in vain. Because while you're feeling up and you're feeling elated, once you go around those people, they are going to plummet you down. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the tips that I did and they worked out well for me. And I hope they work out well for you too. You know, so in conclusion, I feel like eventually the journey or accepting your body, it's a journey, right? One in which you must decide if you want to take, you have to do it intentionally. If you decide to take the journey of accepting your body, it's a journey. And there, you have to be intentional about a lot of things. And being intentional about accepting your body is one of those things. If you decide to work on your body, I hope that you're working on it for yourself. And I hope you remember that it's not a destination, but it's a journey. Okay? One that you should do from a place of health and fitness. Do this journey not to achieve a particular look or aesthetic that you would even consider alien to yourself, but one that you're like, okay, I'm doing this for myself. At least I want to be healthy. The bare minimum is being healthy. I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. Do it from a place of self-care rather than achieving a certain look. Do it from a place of love. And that's all I've got for today, folks. As always, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you for tuning in to this podcast episode. Please don't forget to share the podcast episode, as it helps to get the word out. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it. Don't forget to tell people, your friends, their friends, your family, anybody who you feel this podcast will help, to listen to this podcast episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Like I say, 5 stars or nothing. Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 podcast. The link is in the episode description below. Follow me, your host, on Instagram at _GuyMartins. Once again, the link is in the episode description below. New episodes every Sunday. And that's it. Don't forget to be the best version of yourself, and I'll see you next week, Sunday.